Hey guys, welcome to Talks with Maria. In episode 121, we're talking about how the universe is so non-judgmental that it delivers to you exactly what you think of the most, and how being stuck is actually a signal to the universe that you don't trust it. All right, guys, so let's dive right in. Hi guys, today I want to talk about the importance of being in action. And one of the things that I notice a lot of people do, including, you know, people who are starting their businesses and really getting out of the workforce and doing their own thing, is that they get stuck in the thought process of what to do, how to do, when to do, etc., etc. And the questions go on and on and on, and we're just sitting here stuck with our thoughts. And one of the things about, you know, just having, you know, your thoughts paralyze you from moving forward is that you're pretty much stuck in the same place in indecision. And indecision is a really, it's kind of like a quicksand, right? You stay still and you just get eaten up by the questions you have in your head. And when you actually don't do anything, you are pretty much validating your uncertainty of things. So it's almost better to be in action versus not being in action at all. Because even if you were to make a bad decision, because really the only two kinds of decisions you can make is a good decision and a bad decision. So let's say in worst case scenario, you make a bad decision. So the cool thing about making bad decisions is that you really learn that it was what it was, which is what? You learn that it was a bad decision. So now you almost have a level of understanding of yourself in the capacity of that bad decision. Really, how bad was that decision in its entirety, right? And then also having the reality of it, which is, well, now the only other side to that is making the good decision. So it's really, really profound to make that kind of, connection. When you are kind of stuck in your thoughts and you don't know what to do first, or how to do something, or what to do and how to do it, or what post to create, what content creation do I need to do? What do I need to write a book first? Do I need to do a podcast first? Do I need to do my coaching program first? Do I need to do something, some sort of freebie first? You know, and then whenever you kind of just sit in this, what do I do? How do I do? How do I get paying clients? How? You're really just stuck in, again, the non-action. Okay. So I really encourage you, whatever it is that you feel like doing in that moment, just do it. Because either way, you're going to learn from it. You're going to learn either that was a waste of my time, or that was something that was actually really profitable for me, right? And those are the two things that comes out in the end. You really have a clear understanding of how to move forward once you make that first step. So one of the things that I do realize, you know, a lot of the times is that, you know, for some reason, there's a lot of perfectionists out there. And not to, you know, if you're a perfectionist, I just want to call you out a little bit. And I'm sure if you're a perfectionist, that means you know that you like things done a certain way. You like things to be delivered in a certain way with a certain amount of professionalism, perfectionism, right? And then also it has to meet the standards of your expectations. Now, the problem with that is that when you really go into creating content, everything's never going to be perfect. So one of the things I even had to talk to one of my clients about is that she was constantly waiting for the perfect moment to get into action, right? Like just always, there was always something as to why she didn't do something, you know, like I just really felt really low and just heavy and I didn't really want to create from that space. So I just didn't create, right? And as you know, someone that is hearing this from a third perspective, then you probably know, well, you know, if you're just going to sit and wallow in your negativity, do you create more negativity or do you create love, positivity, and possibility? Now, someone in their right mind would say, well, you would create more negativity because you're in action. You're not doing anything. You're just sitting and pondering about whatever it is that's going on in your head. And this is all, again, connected to the concept of perfection. You know, she wants to have the perfect moment for her to actually create stuff. And one of the drawbacks to that is, again, you're wasting time, precious time. Okay, so if you want to make money this month, you have to be in action, even if it's making a mistake. And I always encourage people to do what feels good, right? So whatever it is that feels good to you, if it's a video content or writing component, you want to create some sort of combination of both. If you want to do a podcast, you know, I really encourage people to do what feels good to them because that is when you're in the flow. And, you know, being in the flow means you are in the place of creation. You are in the place of abundance. You're in the place of creativity. You're in the place of magic, right? And what happens in a place of magic? Miracles happen. You know, creativity breeds miracles. Being in that flow really creates for you to stand in a place of, well, what could I really do with this? You know, I created something amazing. What could I do with this content? So what do? When you feel stuck and just stuck in your thoughts and you just can't create from that place, or you feel like if you create from that place, you're almost creating a negative energy around the thing that you're creating. Now, those are all just concepts that you make up in your mind and you believe to be true, because really it is what it is, right? Whatever it is that you believe it is will be what it is. So if you come from a place, well, I feel really negative, I can't write right now because I feel negative, then that's just what it's going to be. But if you believe that, well, I feel negative, however, if I write, that might actually change my mood, right? Then that's what's also going to be. Same thing goes for creating a video. You know, if you feel negative and you feel like, listen, if I create from a place of negativity, my videos are going to be negative. You know, that could be true. However, you could also say, you know, if I'm negative, I could create videos and feel really positive out of it, right? So, you know, two things can be true for anybody. And it's really, what truth are you going to stand in? Are you going to stand in the possibility of actually being able and having the power to change your frequency and your energetic flow? Or are you going to stand below your problem and almost feel like your problem is bigger than you? So one of the things that I do teach my clients is that your problems are really small. They're really, they're the size of gnats, right? Because if you think about it, you're an infinite being, right? And an infinite being is connected to all things. And if we're connected to all things, that means we are connected to all people. We're also connected to all material things, right? Every single material thing on this planet we're connected to. So if we believe that, you know, there's a small problem in our lives or even a problem in our lives, while also believing that you are an infinite being that's connected to all things and every single person, so then that means the concept that your problem is smaller than you is true. However, the opposite is also true, which means if you believe that you're not connected to all things and you are not an infinite being and that you're just a person in this body, right, this limiting body that we have, then that means, yeah, your problems are going to be bigger than you and you can't overcome your problems. So what am I trying to say here? I'm trying to say, whatever you believe in is what it is, what it is, is what it is, is what it is. Okay, guys? So if you believe that you are bigger than your problems because you are an infinite being and you can overcome your problems with ease and you can overcome your problems somehow, some way, you're going to make it work. You're going to be a problem solver. then that is going to be the reality of it. Things will come to you. People will come to you. Events, relationships, support will come to you in a way that really helps you solve your problems. Okay. You'll also be able to find different ways to shift your negative mindset because of that thought process and belief you have. Now, the other side to that is also true, that if you feel like I'm not an infinite being and I'm not connected to all things, and that I'm actually just a person in this body that we have that will age and then that we die, and then that's it. That's the end of us. And that we're just all divided individuals in this whole planet, then yeah, you're going to believe that your problems are bigger than you and that you can't overcome whatever said problem you have in front of you in this current moment in time. And what happens with that is if you believe that, then the universe brings to you exactly what you believe in. It'll validate every single part of that thought process. It will give you more problems. It will validate, you know, if it's money issues, it'll validate lack of money. You know, it'll give you more debt. It'll give you more reasons why you'll have more debt. It'll give you, I don't know, maybe it might show up in medical bills. It might show up in a broken car, a car that's not working, a car that gets repossessed. Your credit becomes shot. Your apartment it just goes on and on and on, right? So the real overarching idea here is that whatever you believe in, whether it be I am this or that, whatever you believe in, the universe will give it to you. That's how much love that the universe has for you. That it's so non-judging. Yeah, the universe is so non-judging. You know, if you feel like, listen, if you feel like this is you and this is what you believe in, here, you got it more. Here's more of it. You know, if you feel like wealth and abundance is you, oh, awesome. Here's more of it. You know, it doesn't care what it is that you believe in. It doesn't have any rhyme or reason as to why it's going to give you $1 million or not. The universe has no rhyme or reason here. The only thing that the universe's job to do is to give to us what we are attracting. It's literally the job. The only job the universe has is to tune into each person's frequency, each person's ability to attract to them, whatever it is that they're attracting, and literally giving it to them with no judgment. That's how much it loves you. And it's powerful when you really understand it from that standpoint, because once you do and you really grasp that theory, you can understand how things happen in your current life, right? Leading up to now, how you became who you are, the challenges you overcame or did not overcome, how much money you were able to make in your life and how much money you didn't make in your life, how much debt you accrued and how much debt you were able to take care of and financially still be wealthy. The relationships that work and didn't work, all was because of the beliefs you have, and the universe validates those beliefs with no judgment. So for you, as an all-knowing being now that you've been delivered the truth, and this is all-knowing, this is all just true stuff, this isn't just foo-foo, I made it up somehow, this is really the concept of the law of attraction that everyone knows about now. If you know this, what are you going to do differently in your life? What will you do differently in your business? What will you do differently to attract clients? And what will you do differently for the month of September? Okay, so the month of September, we're almost halfway there. And I want to know from you, who are you going to attract? Who are you going to become to attract that person, that amazing, perfect client that's going to say, yes, I'd love to work with you. I've been looking for you. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad I attracted you. What are you going to do to show up so big online that people are drawn to you in that way? And they're willing to pay whatever fee it is that you're requiring them to pay because of the value you're so good at articulating to them. And I ask this because, you know, it's a very simple, you know, this whole money making online thing is just so simple and so done with ease. And again, it's just all tapping into how the universe is not non-judgmental and really gives you everything you want. And when you say you want something, but then your actions tell the universe different, then it's going to be a contradictory type of request, right? Let's say you say, I really want to make $10,000 this month, but you don't do shit. You don't reach out to people. You don't do DMs. You don't even reach out in Facebook communities. You don't talk to anybody. All you do is post stuff on your timeline and that is it. Now, that is, you can call that kind of half-assed being lazy business owner, right? Or you're afraid of rejection. And if you are afraid of rejection and you are terrified of reaching out and actually talking to people, then you're going to give the signal to the universe that you don't trust that when you reach out to people, the universe supports you so much that it's going to put you in front of the right people at the right time to reach out to. Do you see how all of this is so connected to the signs that you give the universe? And I speak about it in such a way because it has worked so much for me in my life, and it has drawn so many people to me in a way that has been so magical. And there is no denying it now. Like, it's really full on what life is. You know, things are moving at a pace where things are completely in the stars. And it's because I've been able to be so clear on how to manipulate the frequency that I'm emitting. And it's really just that, you know, getting clear on my blocks and helping my clients do the same. And also almost making like a movement towards doing it on a larger scale so that anybody that comes near me, on me, around me, that gets in contact with me almost gets that same higher vibrational frequency. And what comes with that is the possibility of creating the kind of life you want. Right? So my website, I changed it recently, made it really simple. It says Maria Henderson. I help women do what they love and make money. Right? That is my website with a big photo of my face. Okay, guys. And I just love it because it's so clear and it's such a signal to the universe saying, this is what I do. And whoever's interested, universe, you're going to bring them to me. And for you guys, I want you guys to really be open to this concept and idea and really understand this in a sense where what could you really create from that place of bigness, of all connected to everything, all connected to everyone? You can overcome any kind of problem and then also come up from a place of confidence that the universe supports you in its entirety with no judgment. Right, guys? All right, so that is pretty much it. I really send you guys all my love. I hope you guys found this helpful in your journey of business ownership, and have an amazing day. Bye, guys. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.